Armadoxy for today, censorship. Censorship pops up as a topic in the news regularly. It rises to a prominent news position here in the United States, primarily because constitutional guarantees forbid free speech. Censorship is understood as a central authority, read a government, decides what should and should not be read, heard, seen, written, or said. This decision is based on someone's or some group's values. Now, as far as central authorities go, you can't get more central or more authority than God, and God does not censor. Nor does he ask that we make aprons out of fig leaves. In Jesus' teachings, he calls us to personal responsibility. Over and over again, he insists we are responsible for the actions we take. Hence, censorship, a decree to prohibit access to certain words or content, is not a part of Christianity. You are free to act as you wish, understanding that there are consequences, even ultimate judgment, for your actions. The entire concept of a final judgment, to be judged on your life's sum total, is based on the premise that you are free to choose to do or choose to do otherwise. Often in their zeal to keep things orderly and not to violate norms and decency, people come up with rules and regulations to protect a society, and most definitely, those who are unable to protect themselves, such as children. So, what is the answer to censorship? How do you prevent bad ideas from spreading? Well, think of how you get your news or receive entertainment, ponder art and experience music. Think of how you participate in your faith and stay away from belief systems that are offensive to you. You have the ability to walk away. You have the ability to turn off a television set, swipe up on a page to make it disappear, unplug a device, unsubscribe to media, or just plain turn the channel. Just as you're listening right now, you have the option to tune in or tune out. In other words, you can make those decisions. Pray. Engage in dialogue, share your thoughts, and then act. It's your decision. This is Jesus' call to responsible living.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.